The Americas Today. This is an OAS Radio special presentation, an interview with Organization of American States Assistant Secretary General Albert Ramnin. New Year's greetings to the OAS Radio family in the Americas and maybe throughout the world for people who are listening online via the OAS Radio webpage on www.oas.org. My name is Kern Stanley, and today we have a very special guest, certainly no stranger to the OAS Radio studios, OAS Assistant Secretary General, Ambassador Albert Ramnin. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ambassador, I want to start off by saying thank you for your support to OAS Radio. You've always made yourself, or you have made yourself, very accessible to us and our partners in Latin America and the Caribbean, especially during important news items or news events. And I want to thank you for that partnership.
No, thank you very much for that. And I want to say also a very happy new year to all the listeners. And not only a happy new year, but one which will be very productive and successful for everybody. But above all, one where people will be healthy and able to live in a secure, safe environment without any challenges in their lives. In terms of the OAS Radio, let me say that from my perspective, it is important to share as much as we can what we do, what we intend to do, and what is happening in the Western Hemisphere, in the Americas, in the Organization of American States, with the listeners, with the people of the Americas, with the country representatives, so as to inform them about what is happening not only, but also what it means to have an Organization of American States in the Western Hemisphere as the main platform where countries can discuss issues. And as we have many challenges, but also many opportunities, this is one venue through which we can inform the people of the Americas what we are doing.
Certainly, and I want to thank you again for that. Ambassador, this is your first interview with OAS Radio for 2010. But to start, I want to take a quick look back at 2009. And to do that, I want to play a quick clip from your first interview with us in 2009.
What we will see in the coming years is a strong focus on strengthening the electoral process. We will have almost 23 elections taking place at different levels in 2009, in which the OAS will be present in most of them. At the same time, we are, of course, facing economic challenges in almost all the countries of the hemisphere, the financial crisis and its impact on economies. Member states of the OAS will have to find a response, an appropriate response to those challenges. And all of this will happen in 2009 on top of existing problems. Now, an opportunity to discuss these problems will be at the upcoming Summit of the Americas, from the 17th to the 19th of April in Trinidad and Tobago, where we hope that all the political leaders of the Western Hemisphere will get together and in a constructive way discuss issues to strengthen the hemisphere. My own view is that the focus of this meeting should be on not only the key challenges, but also on issues that strengthens the unity in the Americas instead of where there is division. We will have an opportunity in San Pedro Sula early June to discuss with the member states again some of the issues which were discussed, which are going to be discussed at the summit in Trinidad.
So that was from 2009, Ambassador. And clearly, it's, you know, when you listen to it, it sounds maybe a little bit empty because that was about 6 months removed from June the 28th in Honduras. And I wanted to start with that just to sort of show almost the parallel effect of doing business here at the OAS, as well as maybe dealing with the situation in Honduras in 2009. And with that, I'd like to know what was the workings like for the Office of Assistant Secretary General in 2009?
Well, listening to myself speaking at the beginning of 2009, two things come to the fore here. One is that, yes, we had the elections. We had many elections in 2009, and that will continue in 2010. I think the OAS played a key role in many of those elections by observing the elections, but also by providing technical assistance up front. And we have seen already in the Western Hemisphere, there is a level of democracy emerging, which is promising in the sense that we have regular elections. Those elections take place under circumstances which can pass the international scrutiny.
And I think that's a good thing. So in terms of strengthening, deepening, broadening democracy, I think we have continued that progress. And the OAS will continue that in 2010 as we have elections coming up in St. Kitts and Nevis this month, but also the second round elections in Chile, in some other countries in the Western Hemisphere, including Haiti. What we saw, and as a second point I'd like to make here, is that the economic challenges for countries remain, where the financial crisis has been not resolved, but at least flattened in a way that countries have been able to deal with it through specific policies. We see that challenges for the smaller, vulnerable countries still remain in the Western Hemisphere, especially in Central America and in the Caribbean. So we need to continue focus on that, and 2010 will be no exception to that. The third point I'd like to make is that, yes, speaking at the beginning of the year, nobody could have foreseen what would have happened in Honduras, especially not 4 weeks after we had a very successful General Assembly in Honduras taking place, where we removed the obstacle for the one suspended member since 1962, Cuba in this case, to become part of the OAS again. We could not predict that. At the same time, we knew that there were problems, but that it would escalate in such a situation was not known. It demonstrates the dynamic situation in the Western Hemisphere. And the response which the OAS gave to it was to be continuously involved and busy with trying to restore democracy in Honduras over a period of 6 months since June 2009 until at this point in time. So we do have this flexible, dynamic agenda in the Western Hemisphere from a political perspective. And this was one of the highlights, I think, also for the OAS, is that it demonstrated that the first course of action to be taken in response to a situation like which occurred in Honduras was through the OAS. And I think the whole world was looking at the OAS in terms of what we would do. So in that sense, we, I think, proved our relevancy to the process of democracy and the rule of law in the Western Hemisphere.
Ambassador, just to interject for a second, because I'm glad you brought up the topic of Haiti, because I actually have a very interesting quote from you. This is from June 2005 at the 35th General Assembly in Miami. And I wanted to read this to you just to have a reference point for it. And this is, quote, "When member states stumbles, cries of alarm are still more common than a supporting and steadying hand. There is no system of solidarity, only the potential punishment of ostracism. A system of solidarity should, in my view, be developed to assist members when or even before they stumble, not by intervening, but, for example, by strengthening the rule of law or by helping to improve public education. The potential is there, but we are still short of the needed definitions and resource commitments," end of quote. In addition to that, I also have another quote from you, and this one is related to Miami, but more recent. This comes from your article in the Miami Herald just last week. You end the article by saying, quote, "Do current challenges require an enhanced OAS? Without a doubt. Does the future justify even stronger engagement of member states? Absolutely. In uncertain times, the Americas needs the OAS. With the commitment of its members, the organization will continue to renew itself, even as it holds fast to its fundamental principles, to be ready to meet the challenges of a changing hemisphere," end of quote. Ambassador, this certainly shows that maybe the events of Honduras can possibly affect change in the OAS and its member states.
We certainly will learn a lot of lessons from the experience which we have had so far with Honduras. And I'm sure when the problem is completely resolved, that means when democracy is completely restored and Honduras has been readmitted to the organization, we will have to make a very in-depth analysis about what took place and how our response was and how we managed this process. And I think the lessons to be learned are certainly going to be in the direction of more proactive engagement with situations in countries. Maybe what we need is an early engagement so that we can avoid things to escalate. And I think that's what I said in 2005 goes in that direction, although I spoke about Haiti at that point in time. It goes for every country that having an organization of American states, it means that we need to develop tools, we need to develop mechanisms within the institution to assist countries in trying to mitigate tension, trying to avoid something which is a discussion, a debate in the country, which can go in the constitutionality of matters, to make sure that those issues are discussed through dialogue, through peaceful means, and following the constitution. And I think this will be one of the lessons which we certainly will have to take a hard look at and see how we can respond to that more effectively in the future, because Honduras is one case. It may happen in other countries. And of course, we don't hope that it will happen, but we have to be prepared to assist countries in strengthening their democracies, to be able to develop state institutions, to develop such a level of democracy that things do not escalate, that things can be resolved. Tension in society can be mitigated and differences can be resolved through peaceful means and accepted by all, instead of escalating in a situation where an organization and its membership have to take decisions which in certain cases can affect the social and economic well-being of the people of that country.
And I'm glad you mentioned this proactive movement within the OAS, and especially with Haiti. Last year, you started off with a visit to Haiti. And throughout the year, there have been several initiatives here, both here in Washington and throughout the Americas, dealing with and in support for the island. OAS Radio was privileged to accompany the OAS Inter-American mission to Haiti. And I can see firsthand that there has been a lot of work done in Haiti, but certainly much more to be done. Where do we see OAS in Haiti in 2010?
Well, in 2010, we have a situation whereby Haiti will go through several electoral processes. Already by the end of February, we will have the legislative elections to elect the members of parliament, members of the Senate, and also the local and municipal representatives. So while Haiti has many other needs in terms of security, in terms of the economy, especially in terms of job creation for the people of Haiti, I think a lot of attention will be focused on the electoral process, on the political process. Because what we want to see ultimately in this last year of the term of President Préval is a continuation of democracy. Haitians, the people of Haiti, have demonstrated in 2006 a very strong commitment to democracy. And as such, I must say that for the international community who have invested very large amounts of money in strengthening democracy, strengthening the electoral process, continuation of this process is critically important. Later this year, we will have the presidential elections in Haiti, scheduled for November of 2010. So from our perspective, our assistance will focus on providing technical expertise to the electoral process, but I believe we have reached a stage whereby a lot can be done by the Haitian authorities themselves, by the Haitian Electoral Office, Provisional Electoral Council. And our focus will be this year also a little bit more on the observation of elections. We intend to monitor the political process and the electoral process through a long-term observer mission starting in February until the end of the year, so that we can assist wherever needed in creating the best environment, in helping to create the best environment for the political process end of the year for the election of a new president in Haiti. Having said all of this, we should not forget that Haiti remains a country which needs the full attention of the international community in terms of economic development, in terms of the difficulties it encountered following the four hurricanes which struck Haiti in 2008, in terms of the production capacity which need to be restored in the agricultural sector, in terms of infrastructural activities required to create market access, building roads, building hospitals, other facilities. So Haiti needs the full support of the international community. And in this regard, the OAS will continue its support in the social economic field. And we hope that through the MINUSTA mission, the peacekeeping operation, as well as the Haitian National Police, the security environment can continue to be one which can facilitate this process of social and economic development and of political stability. So for Haiti, this is a unique opportunity to continue the process of democracy and political stability.
Certainly, and I know Haiti has been a major part of your tenure here and your term here at the OAS. And just like the quote that I read from back in 2005, which related to Haiti and had relevance to Honduras, that quote was done at the beginning of your term as Assistant Secretary General. That term ends this year in 2010, June of this year. Are you going to seek another term as Assistant Secretary General of the Organization of American States?
Well, Kern, as you see, time flies very quickly, and a lot of things have happened in the past 4.5 years. And yes, my term ends on 19th of July this year. My government has decided that the Republic of Suriname, President Venetian, has decided to nominate me for re-election to this office. I have agreed with that simply because I feel that we have so much more work to be done, and I like to continue that. I had a very good time here, and the issues which we dealt with, I feel, were very much to the core of the interest of the people of the Americas. So we do want to continue, and we have started the process of seeking support for the re-election. What I can say at this point is that the discussions in the organization are ongoing with regard to the timing of the re-election and whether other candidates will be presented or not. It is, of course, a democratic process in which 35 countries, in theory, participate. At this point, actively 33. I can announce or I can say that I'm very pleased that I have now not only been nominated by the government of Suriname, but also I can present myself as a candidate of the Caribbean community, as I have received the full support, the unanimous support of all the 14 heads of state, heads of government of the Caribbean community. Beyond that, I have received the endorsement of other governments in the Americas, from Chile, from Paraguay, from Brazil, as well as from the Dominican Republic and Costa Rica. And many more have indicated that they will support my re-election. So I'm looking forward to this process, and we will, of course, enter this with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of optimism, because I strongly feel that what we can do here in this capacity is going to be beneficial to the people of the Americas, and I look forward to contributing to that.
Certainly, Ambassador. And just to wrap up quickly, we played a clip at the beginning from you in 2009, and you inadvertently, I don't want to say made predictions, but certainly spoke about what happened in 2009. As we look at 2010 and we look at some of the challenges coming from 2009, certainly Honduras, there's still the hot issue of climate change. We have elections throughout the Americas. What is 2010 looking like for the organization?
Well, I think, as you rightfully stated, I think the issue of Honduras remains of high priority with a lot of attention. So we will see what will happen in 2010 with regard to Honduras, but it will not come off the radar screen of the OAS because it is an important matter. And we would like, of course, as a general principle, to see that Honduras is being reinstated as a member state of the OAS as soon as the circumstances allow that to happen. So Honduras is one issue. I believe also that we will continue seeing the attention given to Haiti in terms of its development and the political process, which I outlined earlier. The same goes possibly for a discussion on the follow-up to the decision taken last year with regard to Cuba. That may become also an issue. And then we have, of course, the other issues which we have to deal with in the Americas is the observation of many of the elections and the assistance provided in that regard. I think that is an important objective which we will continue to carry out. We have to keep in mind also that countries will go through the challenges still faced by the international economic crisis, the financial difficulties. Those will not go away. We know that in terms of the environment, climate change is critically important, and that will remain high on the agenda, because especially after the Copenhagen summit, the phase which we now enter is how can we materialize, how can we effectuate what has been agreed there in terms of the individual countries. So we have a lot of things on our agenda. Last year, we had the Summit of the Americas, and of course, a lot of the mandates coming from the Summit of the Americas will remain on the agenda of the OAS. So I think we have a very packed agenda for this year, a very hectic political agenda as well as economic agenda to deal with. It will require the full commitment, not only of member states, but certainly of the Inter-American institutions like our sister organizations, like the Pan-American Health Organization, the Inter-American Institute for Agriculture, as well as the Inter-American Development Bank, to complete this agenda to make sure that member states are served in the best way possible from the political perspective, from the economic perspective, from the perspective of the health issues, as well as from the perspective of the environment.
Ambassador, I want to thank you again for taking time out for this interview, and again, wish you well in the coming months.
Thank you very much. I wish you all the best.
You've been listening to an OAS Radio special presentation, an interview with Organization of American States Assistant Secretary General Albert Ramden. My name is Kern Stanley. Thank you for listening.